Hi. I'm glad you came. Please don't mind how messy my place is, okay? And that I'm wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt that I stole from my dad. I didn't exactly plan any of this. You're right. You're already used to it, of course. Silly me. Anyway, thank you for stopping everything you were doing to come here. And I know you're wondering why on earth did I randomly ask you to come to my place in the middle of the night. What? No, it's not because I want you to test a new tabletop game. Hey, I only did that once. Okay, maybe twice. Okay, there's something I'd like to talk to you about. I know the timing is really bad, but if I don't say it now, I might never get the courage to do it again. Can we sit on the couch, please? Sorry for all the mystery. I'm just really nervous. Of course I'm nervous. I trust you. I trust you a lot. But it feels so weird to say it out loud. Ugh. Okay. We spend a ton of time together, but we don't usually talk a lot about relationship stuff. You know, guys, girls. I think best friends should talk about that too, right? Okay, I know we're both introverts that barely talk to other people, but... Oh, damn it, I'm rambling like an idiot already. Okay, I'll say the thing. I will. I've never kissed a guy before. Or a girl, for that matter. I mean, I've never kissed anyone. Ever. I know that's not what I said before, but... I lied. Okay, I lied to everyone, but most importantly... I lied to you, and I feel really bad about it. I don't want to keep any secrets or lies between us. I never really cared a lot about what other people think of me, but there is one person whose opinion I do care about, and that's you. I was afraid that if you knew it, you'd think I was some loser or something. No, you don't understand. I know you'd never make fun of me, but that's not it. The issue is that... You're one of the very few people I can call a friend, and I dare to open myself to. And I don't want you to pity me. I mean, a college senior who didn't even have her first kiss. You know, as we grew up together, everyone else around us started to go on dates. To be with people. That's normal, of course, but it was just... I was just left out. I mean, you're the only guy I can even talk to without sounding like I'm trying to read alien hieroglyphs, so that's no surprise. The thing is, I always told myself it was because I'm an introvert, but eventually it would happen. No hurries, right? But then you had your first kiss at the end of high school. I was happy for you, for sure. If you're an introverted, socially awkward nerd as well, and you did it, well, what's my excuse now? There's no other way of saying it. I was jealous. And I know how shitty that is. This is not how I should feel about a good thing happening to my best friend at all. I know this happened a long time ago, but the feeling never really went away completely. And that's why I called you here. I felt like I needed to tell you all of this and apologize for lying, for being jealous, for not being a good friend like you've always been to me. I'm really sorry about everything. What? What do you mean you've never kissed anyone either? Everyone told me about you and that girl from the other school during the field trip. That's sweet, but you don't need to lie to make me feel better. Oh my god. Were the other guys making fun of you that bad? For you to have to ask her to lie about it? Jeez, I'm sorry you had to do that. Gosh, people really suck sometimes. Damn, you broke me now. I don't know what to say anymore. And that also means I've been jealous and lied to you all this time because of something that didn't even happen. Which makes me feel even more stupid, to be honest. Oh, God. Even now you're comforting and hugging me. I should be the one who's comforting you, and I... You've always been the best friend I could possibly have, even when I didn't really deserve it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can we maybe stay like this for a bit? I really like being held by you. I mean, that's not weird, right? Just some comfort between friends. There's something else on my mind now, too. I'll say it, but only if you promise not to freak out. You do? Pinky promise. Well, I was wondering. We've both never kissed anyone. We're both dorks who know more about quantum physics than they know about flirting. I'm a girl, you're a guy. We're both interested in the opposite sex, as far as I know. Maybe we could have each other's first kiss? It's the best way to get this whole thing over with. I'm sorry, I know this is a crazy idea. I mean, we're best friends. You've never seen me in that way, and you never will. Please just pretend I never said anything. Let's move on. I don't want to lose our friendship over a silly idea like this. Yes? Oh, that's good. How do we go on now? I never thought I would reach this part, actually. I think it's easier if we stand up, maybe? Oh my gosh. Can I get closer now? I'm pretty sure kissing is a melee skill. Come on, making nerdy jokes is moving me not to freak out completely, okay? Can we just do it, please? Just put my arms around you and... Ow! Okay, we should probably take our glasses off first. Maybe tilt our heads more. Oh gosh, this is managing to be even more awkward than I imagined. Okay. Well, that's it. Finally had our first kiss. And, there's no black hole destroying the universe. Did you like it? I did as well. Felt a little weird, but not the bad kind of weird. Maybe we can have our second kiss, just to be sure. That's, pretty good. Very good, actually. I guess there's a reason people like doing this so much after all. I wouldn't mind to keep going if you really wanted to. I'm sorry if this isn't the best time to ask, but, what does this mean? You know, this, what we're doing now? I mean, you're my best friend, and that's what we've always been. Friends. But we're kissing now, and it doesn't seem like either one of us wants to stop. I want to know what you think about this whole thing. Are we gonna make out this one time and go back to our normal lives pretending it never happened? Are we something else now? Oh gosh, am I jumping through things too quickly? I'm sorry, I... Okay, I'll calm down. Thank you. I'm not gonna lie, I thought about that sometimes. If there was a slim chance that we could be more than just friends one day. Yes, of course I would like that. I mean, we have so much in common, and we're both so awkward and weird around everyone else, but when we're alone together, well, we're still weird, but it feels like we complement each other's weirdness, right? I don't know. I like your company a lot. You know, when we're playing video games together and watching stuff or just having the deepest conversations about the most random topics in the world, it always makes me so happy. And, well, sometimes when I'm close to you, my heart starts racing and I can't really do anything about it. Like, I don't care about being a weirdo if we can be like that together. And sometimes I wonder how it would feel like if I could be your weirdo. Yes, I know what you're thinking, and it's obvious at this point. I wasn't only jealous because you had your first kiss and I didn't. It was also because I wanted to be your first kiss. I just like you a lot, and sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. I feel so good when I'm with you, but it also makes me feel so weird because I'm afraid of losing your friendship. Then I start feeling jealous when I think about you being with other girls, and ugh, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I know you don't like it when I put myself down like this, but I just need to know it. If you don't feel the same and you just want to know how kissing a girl feels like, that's fine, but please tell me, how do you feel about this? Really? I thought someone having a crush on me was against the laws of physics. I mean, I'm happy you feel the same. I really am. God, this has been weighing on my mind for so long. Now that that's over, can we maybe go back to the kissing now? I was really enjoying that. No, don't apologize. It's fine if you hold me by the hips. I mean, I like feeling close to you like this. And we might both be dorks, but you don't need to kiss like two 14-year-olds. Just glad we can find this together. God, you don't make me feel pressure to be any good, and you know, everything's a lot better and it's the person you like, I guess. God, your lips are so soft. Do you think I'm getting the hang of this? I think we can try to go a little deeper at the kissing, but be careful. We already knocked our glasses the first time. If we bump teeth too, the awkward police is gonna knock down the door and arrest us. You're right. It's way easier when we stop thinking too much and just let our bodies do what they want to. Oh gosh, this feels really good. Where are you moving away? I'm sorry, did I bite your tongue? Or do something else wrong? What is it then? Oh, come on, I invited you to my house to tell you something I'm super ashamed of. Don't pull an it's embarrassing on me now. Oh. Wow. Do I really make you feel like this? No, it's not bad. I mean, if you're getting hard, it means you're liking it a lot, right? Then I'm happy you are. And it's not like I'm not getting a little excited, too. Finally together now. As more than friends, I mean. I think it's fine for us to get a little more intimate. I mean, we are two adults who really like each other. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Glad you agree. And if there's only one person I trust to do this with, it's you. I'm sorry. Am I being too forward? I'm just doing what my body tells me to do. Like you said. good. There's something I'd like you to do with me then. If it's not asking too much. I really want to feel your hands on my boobs. But I've always been a little self-conscious about my body. Can you maybe, hold me from behind and touch them? I think I'll be more comfortable if you're not looking at them. I'm sorry, I know that's silly. Oh. Thanks. go have me like this. Are you trying to... don't worry. Unhooking a bra is a very high-level quest. Here, let me help you. Now, lift up my shirt and cup them with your hands, please. And you can grind on me a little bit, too, if you want. Softer, please. Don't squeeze them like that. They're very sensitive. that's better. Much, much better. Yeah. Massage them slowly. No worries. I can really feel something poking behind me. It's still a little hard to believe you feel like that because of me. But, I don't know, I'm really happy that you do. I'm gonna grind a little harder against you, okay? It feels really good. Fuck, yes. Play with my nipples too, please. Run your fingers around them very softly. We're gonna do it, aren't we? Please tell me we are. I have sex for the first time. This is too much for me to resist. I need you. God, I need you really, really bad. No, my room is a mess. We can just do it here. Just pull my pants and my panties down. And they'll bend over the couch. It's fine. Don't worry about condoms. I've been using birth control for a while now. I mean, girl has to be prepared, right? Oh, God. You can start slow and I'll tell you if it hurts too much. No, just do it, please. Go up a little more. Oh, there. Right there. Push it in a little harder so it... Oh, fuck. No, don't pull it out. Just stop there for a moment. I know it would hurt and stuff, but don't worry, okay? You're just... super caring and gentle, and there's no one in the world I'd rather have my first time with. From now on, even if it hurts, I don't want you to stop. You can go slow, but keep thrusting until you're all the way inside of me. I want to feel good with you. Yes. Keep going. Keep going. Into me. Oh, God. Yeah. It feels really good. Having your cock inside of me. It feels weird to be this vulnerable, but it's fine because it's you. Oh, just a little more and a little deeper. Oh, God, you're all the way now. I love it so much. Oh, your cock feels so hard and hot inside of me. Oh, yeah, you can start moving. Please do it. Fuck. This feels so good. I know I'm really tight, but I hope it feels good for you, too. A little harder. Fuck me. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm already close. Oh, God. This is so good. I'm already close, too. No, don't hold back. I can't hold back either. Please, just a little more. Just a little harder. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you. Come inside of me, please. Yes, yes. Come inside of me. Oh, wait. Yeah. For you too. I'm glad about this and, well, everything that happened tonight. It really feels like one of my crazy dreams, but it's real. Speaking of dreams, can we rest a bit now? I'll lie down on your chest and...
Well, we did end up having our first kiss together. And other things, too. I guess sometimes life does give you what you want. But the most crazy, roundabout way it can possibly think of. By the way, do you really need to go home today? I don't want to let go of my big pillow. Maybe you could sleep here tonight? Really? Oh, and, you know, there's also a new tabletop game I've been wanting to play for a while now. I'm kidding! Maybe not.